This is TWiT.
Go ahead, so you guys take it over.
We wanted to have you start, Chris, the way you have typically for us in the past. A quick, you know, what do you think of the biggest successes and failures of the year? No pressure, you know.
Yeah, just great. Something like that. Right. That's good. Well, we're already off to a much more well-orchestrated conversation from when we usually just sit around and say, so here we are. Who's going to start? So thank you for that. I think in the past we have talked about, you know, what are some of the big sort of successes and big learnings or mistakes we made during the year. This time I thought I would. And first of all, you guys continue to do just, I think, a great job covering so much of the stuff that the company is up to. I think just this week, Mary Jo, you posted something that sort of talked about this Microsoft becoming this interesting balance between sort of practicality and, what was the word you used? Sort of not vision, inspiration or...
Yeah, like aspiration.
Aspiration, yeah. Right. And, you know, I think that's actually a pretty good way to look at it. I thought this year for me, there were kind of two or three big themes that are unusual or have emerged as bigger deals than I would say in the past. And then I thought I would share maybe a handful of what I would consider kind of hidden gem products that maybe haven't reached everybody's radar screen yet. And so I'd love to share those, but interrupt anytime and, you know, we can go however you guys want it to go. On the broad, super high level themes, I think for me, this was the year that people really started to see that open source is something that is important to the company. And, you know, for years we've been doing small things and slowly, you know, people who really watch the company have sort of started to see, hey, they seem to be more practical. They seem to be adopting open source. They seem to be contributing to GitHub in big numbers, et cetera. But this year with the combination of obviously the GitHub acquisition, us joining the Open Invention Network, which is sort of sets out to protect Linux, creating this thing called the Open Data Initiative with Adobe and SAP, which happened in like a period of 2 weeks. It was incredibly quick. And then, of course, recently, you know, announcing our source project. Yeah. It's pretty stunning. Like, it's hard to look at everything that's happened and not say that this is the year that open source got noticed, that Microsoft is doing a lot more in open source than we've done in the past. Azure today, we have like 40% of our VMs are now Linux VMs. So, you know, we've been at it for a while. That doesn't happen overnight. But for me, the acquisition and the Chromium switch are probably the two big, like, wow, that doesn't happen. Just someone wakes up one day and says, let's go do that. That's kind of years in the making. So in some ways, one of the biggest themes is just open source.
Can we talk about that just a little bit real quick?
Yeah.
The two things that come to mind for me immediately are, with the understanding you can't announce anything or whatever, but I mean, do you see this type of thing accelerating? In other words, Microsoft being even more explicitly involved in open source in 2019 and beyond. And then looking at Microsoft Edge in particular, I think everyone on the show agrees with Microsoft's decision to go in that direction. But there's been a lot of discussion about this out in the world about monoculture and so forth. I mean, how do you kind of view the controversy around the Microsoft Edge stuff?
Yeah, I mean, for us, first of all, I think it's hard to imagine like 2019 is next year. It's hard to imagine something bigger than GitHub and something bigger than Chromium. Right. But I think the direction will certainly absolutely continue. And so much of next year will be about delivering. You know, so much of next year will be about proving to the GitHub fan base that we really are going to be incredibly thoughtful and careful about how we bring that technology and that incredible value forward. Right. And then, of course, it's one thing to announce we're doing something on Chromium, but, you know, let's deliver. Let's actually get things into people's hands and see what they think of it. So in some ways, I think 2020 will be more important than 2019 from an open source perspective because, you know, the scorecard will be much clearer, whereas 2019, I think, was much more big moves with intention. Now, you know, everyone's going to say, okay, great, but let's see how you do. So that's what I would say there. On the controversy, you know, it's going to be a fantastic test of the whole notion of open source, and our ability to contribute to the Chromium open source project is something that we're obviously betting on in a huge way. You know, this is something we want to be big contributors to. It. We want to have our engineering teams be able to help move that forward. And, you know, I think it's a great debate for people to have, and I understand both sides of the, hey, you don't want the world to all use one rendering platform for the web. On the other hand, you don't want developers to have to test their stuff in 3-4 different rendering platforms. And so for us, ultimately, it really comes down to what do customers want us to spend our time on? What do developers want us to spend our time on? How can we make their work, frankly, easier? And having a Edge that works on Windows 7, that works on Windows 10, that works on the Mac, that works on iOS, that works on Android. That's a really wonderful proposition. And we were on a path to do some of that, of course, with Android, Edge on Android. But now with moving to Chromium, we can do it on all of these platforms and hopefully also bring the Chromium open source project new innovation from Microsoft, but done in an open source way. So that's what we're going to set out to try to do.